news you can trust. This is News Talk ZB News.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Raylene Ramsey. New Zealand's foreign minister's coming home from the US with more certainty about our trade relationship. Winston Peters has been speaking to lawmakers and officials in the US, including talks with the high-ranking Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. He says they are aiming to keep in contact over coming months. Peters says they discussed potential tariffs.
We came away much more confident than when we originally came here.
Dean Wycliffe claims he's lost 17 kilos since going on a hunger strike 9 days ago at Spring Hill Prison. The 77-year-old has accused guards of beating him up when he refused to double bunk after being arrested for breaching parole by living in his car. Corrections says he took a fighting stance and threw an object. It's investigating and says one staffer involved is no longer at work. Wycliffe's relative, Māori activist Tama Iti, will visit today and try to convince him to eat. Green Party MPs who have visited say he should be released on compassionate grounds. He goes before the parole board next month. The Prime Minister's hit back at criticism of his party's approach to climate change. ACT Agriculture spokesperson Mark Cameron has told Reality Check Radio farmers are irate with National and feel betrayed by its climate commitments. Chris Luxon says that's rubbish. He says farmer confidence is at a 10-year high. He says farmers know it's in New Zealand's interest to be part of the Paris Climate Accord.
Go out and talk to some farmers, as I do regularly, and they tell me they do not want New Zealand products kicked off shelves by multinational companies and competing countries that would love us to withdraw so that they could do exactly that.
Deadly bombing is further stretching humanitarian efforts in Gaza. Reportedly, more than 400 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes overnight, shattering a fragile ceasefire. Relief Aid's founder Mike Seawright says food and water are in short supply.
We need the ceasefire conditions to be abided to, the bombing stopping, the returning of the hostages. This needs to happen now.
Donald Trump's being forthcoming in hope of improving relations with Russia. Despite speculation, he'll be outmaneuvered. The US president called Russia today with a pitch to end hostilities with Ukraine. The Kremlin's agreed to pause some attacks for 30 days and to work towards a Black Sea ceasefire. Trump told Fox News both countries are seeking more trade.
They have a big chunk of real estate, the biggest, actually the biggest in the world for a country by far. And on that, they have things that we could use, frankly, and that other people could use.
The number of students who failed NCEA Level 1 last year isn't as low as previously thought. NZQA's today released the finalised NCEA and university entrance attainment data. Jamie Cunningham reports.
71.5% of Level 1 participants achieved the qualification, down almost 10%. Provisional data was slightly lower at 70%. Level 2 rates increased 0.4% from 2023, while attainment of Level 3 rose 1.7%. The award of university entrance also jumped to just over 50%.
To News Talk ZB Sport, good afternoon. All Blacks and Hurricanes hooker Asafa Omoa has recommitted to New Zealand rugby until the end of 2027. Off contract after the season, Omoa played in all 14 of the All Blacks matches last year after playing 8 fixtures total across the previous 6 years since his 2017 debut. International rugby coverage with Access Solutions, elevating you and your business to a higher level. Georgia Miller's keeping her options open over what number she wants in the Black Ferns as she makes a tilt at the 15s World Cup. The Black Ferns Sevens flyer and reigning New Zealand Player of the Year hasn't played 15-a-side in several years. Miller says she's mostly worn 7 on her back in 15s.
Open side flanker. I love it. I love being close to the ball, in the rucks, around there, tackling, doing all the work. But I think now maybe a little bit of a hybrid, possibly.
She and Rissi Poldi-Lame will join Cap 15's players Stacey Walker, Teresa Setefano, Elena Saili, Dice Faliafunga and Kelsey Tonetti in 7's players making themselves available. International rugby coverage with Access Solutions, elevating you and your business to a higher level. A new 12,500-seat stadium in Auckland's Western Springs, free from ratepayer funding, is being pitched by some of Auckland FC's owners, including Ali Williams and Anna Mowbray. The stadium would form part of a new sporting complex at the venue, including indoor and outdoor basketball courts. The concept, also backed by Kiwi basketballer Stephen Adams, needs Auckland Council sign-off. Two-time Olympian middle distance runner Sam Tanner's praising the maturity of 15-year-old running prodigy Sam Ruth ahead of his record attempt at Mount Smart tonight. Tanner's pacing Little Sam, as he describes him, in his attempt to become the youngest person to crack the sub-4-minute mile. The training partners finished first equal in the 1500-metre final at the Athletics Nationals in Dunedin just over a week ago. Tanner says Ruth's been nothing but humble.
Imagine tying with a two-time Olympian as a 15-year-old in a 1500-metre race. I would probably start to get pretty cocky at that point.
I'm Elliot Smith. That's News Talk ZB. News and sport with Guardian Seal, powered by Roof Buddy. Seal your roof, don't paint it. It's 3:05. Matt Heath and Tyler Adams are next.
News Talk ZB Auckland. Time saver traffic.
Tomorrow only, save 30% off site-wide at Freedom. The Southern Motorway, heavy but moving southbound between Simon Street and Green Lane, then moderate Mount Wellington to Monaco. Citybound is heavy from Princess Street to Green Lane. The Southwestern is heavy southbound, Airport Link to Massey Road, again at Cavendish. The northbound moderate to heavy Ross Common to Onehunga. Tomorrow only, save 30% off site-wide, only at Freedom. T's and C's apply. That's traffic.
News Talk ZB Weather Watch 24/7 with Panasonic OLED TVs with built-in Amazon Fire. For Monaco Harbour, westerly of 15 knots. That leads back to variable 5 tonight. Waitemata Harbour, southwest 10, rising to 15 for a time this afternoon. Hauraki Gulf, southwest 15, westerly 15 for a time this afternoon. And Bream Head to Cape Colville, westerly 15 but 20 about the channel. Next high tide for Auckland, midnight tonight, and for Onehunga at 2:45 tomorrow morning. Auckland today, isolated showers turning to rain, possibly heavy this afternoon and evening, and fresh southwesterly winds. High of 21 is expected, and the overnight low will be 13. We've dropped down to a current temperature of 17.
Your new home for insightful and entertaining talk. It's Matt Heath and Tyler Adams Afternoons with the Volvo XC90 on News Talk ZB.
Good afternoon. Welcome back into the show. Now, Matt, I've got to call you up on something there. You've got your wee milkshake situation going. Yeah, that. You had your mic on.
I know. That was bad. Sorry, well, Raylene.
Yeah, sorry, Raylene. Raylene heard that.
I was shaking up my man shake. Then I forgot the mic was on, so it was very rude to do that during the news. But, you know, I've been accused of making a mess in the studio.
Yeah.
On Matt and Tyler Afternoons by...
Often.
Know, yeah.
By who.
By the breakfast host on this channel.
How dare he?
I can't make too much of a mess with the man shake.
What is a man shake?
A man shake, it's like a protein and vitamin shake and everything you need. Instead of eating food, I'm having the man shake. And look how buff I'm getting. Pretty buff.
You're starting to trim down a little bit.
Getting pretty buff there, mate.
Yeah, was that your lunch, is it?
Yeah, it's my lunch.
Just a little man shake.
Yeah, a little man shake.
You've changed, mate. Mm. You've changed.
But highly unprofessional, so apologies to Raylene Ramsey.
Yeah, yeah. But are you going to ditch the man shake tomorrow?
No.
Okay, more man shake.
All in
on the man shake. Right, now this is going to be a good hour as it was last time he was on the show. Mark Vetti is a world-renowned animal behaviourist, dog trainer and educator who has been working with animals for over 40 years. He's a trained animal psychologist and created the Dog Zen online training program. He's about to launch Cat Zen and joins us once again on the program. Mark, very good afternoon to you.
Yeah, g'day Matt and Tyler, how are you?
Very good. How's the Cat Zen coming along? I know that that's been a work in progress for some time.
Just finished it, I'm pleased to say, last week. Handed it in, all done.
Fantastic.
Very happy. Cat Zen, the gentle cat.
Yeah,
and it teaches you how to raise a cat that doesn't hunt. So there you go.
Okay, and when's that out? If Tyler didn't say, did you say when's that out?
September. September's the due date, apparently.
Real stocking.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Real stocking stuff for that one.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Right, Mark. So as we mentioned numerous times, it was you were so popular last time that we had to extend it out a bit, and already the phone lines have lit up and the texts have come in. So we'll get into it straight away if that's okay with you.
Excellent. All good. Let's do it.
0800 80 1080 is the number to call.
Yeah. If you've got a problem with your dog or cat or whatever pet. And its behaviour, give us a ring, 0800 80 10 80. Alan, welcome to the show.
G'day, Alan.
Is that me? It's Adam.
Oh, okay, sorry, you're in the system as Alan, but we'll call you Adam from now on. Adam, you've got a problem with your dog running away for Mark to address.
Yeah, g'day, Mark. Hey, we've got an hamster. She's about at the moment. So she's five. She just won't stop running away. Like, we literally have to lock every window, every door if we go out. And if we don't, she will find a way out. She's squeezed through a window that's, you know, how it's got the latches on, so you can't push it out too far. She's squeezed through there. Yep. If we leave her out in the backyard, she will dig her way out. We run her daily. We take her on sniff walks to try and stimulate her. She's my wife is working from home, so she's got company there. If my wife goes out, she will try and get out. We just don't blimmin' know what to do. And we live in an area in South Auckland where there's a lot of stray dogs around, but we see them walking around and they end up going home usually, but our dog will go and not come back at all. So I don't know what nature.
Does she suffer separation? Does she suffer separation distress? Does she get anxious and whine and howl and get distressed when you go? Is that the problem?
Not at all. Not at all. And she doesn't get over excited when we come home either. So when we got her as a pup, she was, 14 weeks? So, I mean, not too young.
No. It's nice to get them at 8 weeks, but that's all right. So, I mean, there's no trouble with her bond with you by the sounds of it. So she's obviously very attached. But, basically it'll come down to environmental management with a situation. If it's not separation distress, which is the common cause of that, you know, when they try and escape when you head out, then it's environmental management. And the good thing about environmental management, you can normally set it up so it's safe. But you're right, if she's literally squeezing through and breaking through things, it does make it difficult. There are things called a sonic boundary, which can teach them to stay within a boundary. And that's kind of a tool that you can use for those dogs that are just really challenging in those situations. And that might be where you need to go to keep her in. And it works, but you just got to decide whether that's the way you want to go. It's called a sonic boundary, and there's a number of different companies that make them. So have a go at that and see how that goes.
Yeah, cheers for that. I appreciate that. We'll give that a go. So you reckon there's nothing mentally or anything like that wrong with her? It's just,
if she's not suffering separation distress. Yeah, she's just an escape artist. I mean, she's obviously learned to get out. Once they get out and they start getting out, they learn to become Houdinis. You know, they start to really challenge the system. Once they get out, and then you kind of jiggy it up a little bit, and then they think, oh, well, I can try harder, and they do, and they get out, then they start getting better at it, which is what's going on there.
Yeah.
So sonic boundary might be the story for you.
All the best, Adam. Cheers. Thanks very much for giving us a buzz and having a chat to Mark. So just on those sonic boundaries, how does that work? I take it it's the collar-based system, and they get a wee vibration if they get too close to it. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Yeah, it gives they learn by setting up a boundary. And they, as they approach the boundary, it gives a warning tone about a metre out. And then if they go close, it gives a little static correction. And very quickly they learn, don't go near that.
Yeah.
And then you can set the boundary up right around your fence line and anywhere else, you know, that you want. You can do acres of land if you want to.
Very good.
But some people don't like using them, but they are an option for those dogs that are going to get run over or cause trouble out and about.
Yeah, great.
I've got a question for you. Jump in there. We've got four lines, but I'm going to use the advantage I have in controlling the mic. When my dog Colin, when I leave the house, right, he has that really sad look on his face because you're leaving, and he sits down and he looks, and it's sad. A, is that actual sadness, or is it just he's got a sad face? And B, how much anguish does he go through in the time that we're away? Is it the whole time he's feeling that way? He's looking at you when
Poor
you leave,
Colin.
or does he get over it and just go and have a sleep and run around and do his stuff?
Yeah, well, there's two aspects to that. I mean, basically, dogs do, we now know, feel emotions just like we do, and that you know, they're not necessarily exactly, you know, we anthropomorphize and say they're the same as ours. They're not necessarily exactly the same. But, of course, dogs are highly social and get highly attached to the owners. The more over-attached a dog gets, the more it's prone to separation distress. So the ones who suffer separation distress, howl and bark and destroy and toilet and do all different things while you're away, are the more serious cases. Then you know that they're suffering real anxiety in those situations. But I'll tell you what, there's one really cool tool that helps both.